The first ever Patent Quality Summit kicks off later this morning. It's hosted by the Patent and Trademark Office. Officials there hope it will be the first of many. Now, this two-day event has attracted a who's who of people interested in improving patent quality. For more on what the PTO is hoping to accomplish with the summit, I spoke to Valencia Martin Wallace. She's the PTO's Deputy Commissioner for Patent Quality.
The purpose of the summit is to make sure that both our external and our internal stakeholders come together and have a very robust conversation about quality as a whole. I'm looking for two things out of our summit today. First is to get together all industries of IP and talk about quality as a whole. What are we looking for as quality of a patent, of our product, a strong, valid patent, and have everyone's ideas together, let everyone understand and discuss and communicate and get on the same page of what we're looking for in quality. Second aspect of it is after we have this really robust conversation with all these different industries is to brainstorm several proposed initiatives surrounding quality that we've put together and get everyone's ideas of not only is this the right direction to go with these initiatives, but as well, if we do go in that direction, what is it that you need? What are your expectations from the public in making sure that these are strong initiatives and that we do improve our quality? So we're expecting that we're going to have a great conversation all around and come out at the end of this summit with very successful ideas about quality as a whole, as well as very strong direction to go in developing these initiatives to move and improve quality here at the Patent Office.
And what are some of the elements of quality? I mean, I imagine if I applied to patent the color red, clearly that would not be something that would be quality and it wouldn't even get a second chance. But there's probably a big gray area.
Well, you know, I'm glad you asked that. Actually, we here at the Patent Office have really moved forward with three pillars of quality. The first pillar is the excellence in our work product, that the direction we're going in, that the resources we're giving our examiners, that's moving towards stronger, valid patents. A second aspect of quality is how we're measuring quality. How are we measuring the effectiveness of the types of training that we give our patent examiners and that we actually share on the outside with the outside community, that we're not only identifying the appropriate data, but we understand what goes behind that data, that the groundwork of that data so that we can move forward, that we can understand the direction that we need to go in with our processes, our product, as well as our services. And the third is incorporating the services, excellence in customer service, making sure that the stakeholder community of patents is getting exactly what they need, that we're communicating it appropriately, that we are collaborating with our customer to make sure that the direction we're going in quality of our product, our process, and our services is the direction that we need to go in.
And I imagine the backlog or the time it takes to get a patent approved or not approved is a big issue in the quality. How are you making progress on that particular issue, which has been a long-term one for the Patent and Trademark Office?
Actually, we've made a lot of progress in that direction in our backlog as well as how we're handling our RCEs, which are continuing type applications. We've made huge progress, which actually that's part of what's allowing us to have this even greater focus on quality because we've done so much to reduce our backlog. We are able to now give an even greater focus on the quality of our products and our services.
And what are some of the tools that can directly help patent examiners themselves to keep the speed up and but also keep the quality of the product that they produce up?
Well, the tools that we are looking at, and this isn't an exhaustive list, but the tools that we are looking at are our automated tools. We have a huge project underway that we've had underway for quite some time in automating our examination process, which makes it easier, faster for our examiners to find the references that they need to go through the entire examination purposes. It's greater effectiveness and efficiency in the process, which goes towards both quality and dependency of our products. We're also looking at expanding the types of training, looking even deeper into, as I mentioned before, our quality measures and what they mean and how that translates into what we need to give our examiners training-wise, resources-wise, meaning supervisors, quality assurance specialists, and making a really great focus in that direction.
We're speaking with Valencia Martin Wallace. She's Deputy Commissioner for Patent Quality at the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. And so earlier you mentioned stakeholders who are attending the meeting, this big summit on quality. Besides patent attorneys, the obvious ones, what about the, do you have people from industry that have large bodies of intellectual property? Are they also attending?
Yes, we do. We have attendees that have registered from all aspects of the IP community. We have judges that are coming in, both current and former. We have representatives from high tech, some of the software industries. We have biotech company representatives that are coming in. We have law school professors that focus on intellectual property and specifically patents that are coming in. So it's a wide range of participants from the entire IP community that are coming together in this first of what I hope will be many summits to really discuss the quality of our current product and the direction we need to go and make sure that we're keeping in mind what they need from us as well as what we need in order to help in our IP community across the world as well as our economy.
This has been in the planning for some time, but in the meantime, you've had a confirmation of Michelle Lee as the leader of the PTO. Is that helpful now to have someone confirmed and permanent in that position?
Absolutely. We have her here as our undersecretary, a former deputy undersecretary, who's been working with us for several years along the avenue of quality. But having her here and in a permanent position is just, it's exciting for all of us here, not only the IP community as a whole, but for our agency to have, who has been our leader for quite some time now, to be confirmed in that position.
And I was wondering, I know the administration has been trying to get around the problem of patent trolls for some time because everyone agrees that they don't contribute a lot, but they accept to litigation and cost in the whole intellectual property system. Mm-hmm. Are any of them, let's not say trolls, but people whose business is to own patents rather than to create intellectual property, are they part of the summit? And what's your feeling as how that affects the whole quality process?
Honestly, I can't tell you if those who are identified as trolls would be at the summit or not. We did open it up to the public, so anyone who is interested in participating in this process or even just observing it are welcome to come and meet with us today. I can't tell you exactly those other than the specific industries that I've already mentioned will be there. But it's a very important issue to the Patent Office and IP community as a whole, and I'm sure it will be addressed as well in our summit.
And what do you expect to be the outcomes from the summit? What will your deliverables be?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, we do have the six proposed initiatives that we've already put forward for the public. What we'll do is talk at length about those six proposals, but we're keeping this open. We're open to other ideas about what's going to make those initiatives work or if they wouldn't work and if there's something else in place that would be a better fit for our initiatives and moving forward at this time. So at the end of our 2 days here, I'm hoping that we will have a strong look forward of really strengthening up and moving and making solid the initiatives that we have already identified if we do move forward with those or new initiatives that will spring out of this. As well as this summer, we're planning on having a really energized and robust roadshow across the country where we're going to not only speak about what came out of the summit, but also talk even further with our stakeholders about what's needed quality-wise and new, better ideas looking forward in the future, because this is not something that is just for the next few days of initiatives. This is something that will be the direction that the office is going in towards quality. We're looking for change not only in the near future, but in the far future as well.